All right, it is Thursday morning and a beautiful morning at that. Be a good day to buy or sell a house. That's what Jeff Wine says over at Joann Wine and Associates. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. You're absolutely right. 300 days of sunshine a year would just do great things for my production.
I bet it would. How have things been going in the last several weeks, ramping back up after the lockdown? How's the real estate market?
Sure. I think you could sense that I was scratching my head and ready to put my head in the hole in the ground. Last time we talked, things have rebounded quite nicely since we've reopened. Actually, even before we reopened, interest in real estate in the local area has remained incredibly high. People still still have housing needs. They either need to downsize, buy something different, live in something different, increase their living footprint. I heard from a gentleman yesterday, 38 years old, and he's hoping to buy his first home sometime soon. So those types of needs are still out there, and it's a little bit more challenging, but people are still wanting to buy homes and are able to, and for the most part, able to do so.
Yeah, that's good. One of the questions that I had when the economy first, started to tank and unemployment went sky high, and everything just kind of came to a grinding halt back in March and in April, I thought, what's this going to do to the value of my home? What if I want to sell my house in the next couple of years? Is it going to lose value? And I think, and you can talk more about this, but I don't think that it's really had much effect on the value of real estate, has it?
Not really. It's funny, we don't really spend a lot of time, you and I don't talk weeks ahead of time for the outline for the next upcoming show.
Yeah.
But I did pull some stats to be ready for that in case you asked. The state of Michigan, the median sale price is at 180, which is up. This is a rolling 12-month average, so we do have March, April, and May to take into account here. Especially, April was just an awful month. But it's up the 5.9%. St. Clair County, we're up 3.3% for a median sale price of 161. And San Lac County is down slightly to 125 from 126.5. So not much of a difference at all. When you look at the graphs, they're pretty, they had gone down in April, and then kind of did a little bit of a hockey stick in May. So I think now that said, I have personally with the three sales I've been involved with recently, I've got like seven things pending right now, and three of them had somewhat minor to pretty significant appraisal issues. And I think that's more of when they look at unemployment figures, and housing data or comps, which I think is going to be a problem regardless, that the market continues to rise probably a little bit faster than the comps are going to be able to keep up with. So appraisers are going to have a difficult time. So, and those were somewhat unique.
Go ahead.
Details. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to shift gears a little bit and ask, when we've talked a lot about what people need to do to get their house ready to sell. I'm just wondering in this era, this post-COVID era, or I guess we're still in a COVID-19 era, what are some things that people need to do?
Sure. More than ever, get the work done that needs to be done. You and I have talked about that forever and ever. So when someone's going to show a house, it needs to be clean. It needs to be peeling paint. But more than ever, the simple things for either a showing or an appraisal, clean, all the lights on, the doors ajar, work with your real estate agent to have maybe hand sanitizer, gloves, mask, booties if you'd like people to wear booties, which may be better than having them take their shoes off if you're concerned about that. And what's unusual to me is the incredible variance in how people are viewing the risk associated with COVID-19, where so many people, people aren't getting to each end of the spectrum. You know, some don't think it's a real threat, and others are, you know, the fear of going out, FOGO. And we're trying to be respectful to all and certainly erring on the side of caution, and are expecting buyers to wear masks when they go into a home, gloves, perhaps, if that makes them, if the seller would request that, or booties. And then it also, if you're getting your home ready for an appraisal, the things that I just mentioned, but also have any spaces at the that usually you don't go to, like a attic scuttle or a crawl space entrance, have those accessible for the appraiser. And probably a good idea to have it accessible for the buyer to poke their head in and take a look at, just so we don't have to come back and do it later. What we're trying to really set up is a situation more than ever to reduce the number. One of the things with COVID, right, is frequency and time. So is to reduce the number of visits to a house, reduce the amount of time in a house that people that don't live there are in the home. So we do have some offices may ask a buyer to complete a questionnaire. I think regarding open houses, I don't know of a lot of people that are holding open houses right now, but trying to do timed open houses. You know, or kind of like if you went to a doctor's office where you keep someone's coming in one at a time rather than waiting in a waiting area. That type of thing. So, and overall, I found that people have been, you know, I don't want to say compliant, but they've been very willing to work with us and follow the rules. Even if I get an eye roll or two, you know, if they're asked to wear a mask. Yeah. Most people will do it. I mean, everyone's done it. So,
yeah, I've found for the most part that people are willing to do what they need to do to be able to carry on business.
Correct. Yep. And I think in times like this, it's even more important. You know, one of the things I put in my notes and kind of goes along with your question. Cooperation, communication, patience, and respect, you know, for another are just even more important than they might be during normal times, during a normal transaction. The sellers, both parties, not just buyer or seller, but a seller should expect a longer time to hear back, one, on the maybe inspection, that the inspection takes longer to get scheduled, a little bit longer for the results to come in. An appraisal is going to take a little bit longer to get scheduled and to come in. If an offer is written with a 4-week, you know, closing date, 4 weeks from acceptance to closing, that's probably overly optimistic. I think everybody would be better served to anticipate a 6-week period from acceptance to closing. Buyers need to, you know, sellers are going to expect only pre-approved people are coming into their home. So get your pre-approval letters. Basically, both parties need to get their houses in order. The buyer, if they want their offer to be considered competitive and looked at favorably, it needs to be submitted with a pre-approval letter. Letters from the buyer to the seller, I'm finding, are helpful. You know, where the buyer's stating why they like their home, what they like about their home. I grew up in the neighborhood. I've always wanted to live here. You know, especially those sincere letters, if you're competing with others for an offer, seem to be more important than ever. Communicate. And then try not to be too paternalistic in these transactions. But I'm finding that people do seem to appreciate being kept in the loop almost immediately when and if I learn something. So, there are extensions too to contracts related to COVID or addendums, excuse me. Don't be surprised, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, if a agreement comes in with an addendum already anticipating a delay in the closing due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
So one of the things, Paul, that I regarding the delays is some buyers that have been laid off but are expected to go back to work, and let's say they got their pre-approval before the shutdown, they can still buy a home, and their offer may still get accepted. The lender is probably going to, not probably, is going to require either a letter from the employee's employer or the buyer's employer that they're back to work, and or a letter and the first pay stub, letting the bank know that they are, in fact, back to work, and that the bank's not giving them worries to someone that is not going to be able to repay it because they're unemployed.
Right.
So there certainly are some kinks and bumps in the road, but the real estate market, thankfully, is seems to be working through it reasonably well. So,
well, that's good. You know, it's one of those situations where you got to adapt, you've got to move forward, and if you don't, then you don't. So I think people have just kind of figured out how this new normal works, and that's what we have to do.
Yeah, when someone comes, you know, says, well, when things get back to normal, and I'm kind of thinking the real estate business, when the heck was anything really ever normal?
Right, exactly.
And I guess life in St. Clair County, that seems to be our fate anyway. But a new normal is just another day. It's like the Thursday that comes after Wednesday. So
yeah, just roll with it.
Just roll with it.
Sun is shining. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, and it's, and lately I'm feeling for Thelma Castillo and the Chamber of Commerce and, you know, certainly Radio First, all the events that you guys have done in the past. It's all this nice clear weather is killing us.
Yeah.
To not see more outdoor activities, you know, in public gatherings.
It is strange. It's a very weird kind of year like that. But it gives us pause to just enjoy the nice weather and just kind of, you know, go at things a little more leisurely. Jeff, if somebody's looking to buy or sell a home right now, what would you have them do?
Visit our website, joannwine.com, no E in Joanne, or 810-985-5080. We are back to work. We're trying, like other businesses, we're trying to limit the number of people in the office at one time, and just trying to be smart. I also would encourage, you know, your listeners to continue to be respectful of others during this crisis, both regarding, you know, COVID-19 and the civil unrest that we've experienced recently with the wrongful death of a couple black men. I'm hoping we can change our attitudes and behaviors toward one another.
Yeah, it's been a difficult year, that's for sure. We all got to keep our cool, and you're right, be respectful. Wear a mask if you're asked to wear a mask. Be nice to each other, and that'll carry you far. Good stuff,
you're
Jeff.
Well,
we always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Likewise, Paul, nice to see you. Best to you and your family and everybody at Radio First.
You as well. You take care.